I'm going to put a disclaimer warning at the beginning of this. If you're going to look up any of the things that I've said about this in this, do not look up the South African smiley. That is not worth looking at, bro.
Yeah, no, that'll haunt you forever, man.
Hello?
Hello.
I've been looking at food stuffs, which you just shouldn't be there.
Right.
Should no one should no one should want to eat these things, right?
To eat them. Like the vomit fruit.
Oh yeah, fucking hell. The one of which is of course probably a delicacy in your house, jellied eels.
Do you know what? I've never tried one, but I certainly would like to.
Would you really? Because I think I'd rather cut my own dick off.
Yeah, I 100% I would. Why? Why wouldn't you try things? I said this before.
May I have a look a ever look at a picture of jellied eel and tell me that that looks like something you want to put in your mouth.
I would close my eyes and just.
Close your eyes and
I'd close my eyes and I'd just chuck it down me, wouldn't I? I'd just launch it down my neck hole and see if it comes back up.
oh, fucking hell.
But you know what I mean? Like the same with a lot of things. If you were to give me like fried fucking cockroach, I'd probably give it a munch. Have a
No, you
taste.
scuffed bastard. You
I've eaten
can tell
worse.
you've lived on the breadline for a long while,
I've
haven't you?
eaten moldy stuff for a little while.
Yeah, all right.
So
Mold is one mold on a bit of bread or cheese. That's one thing. But jellied eels in jelly.
what?
Yeah. So besides that, I found out about something called head cheese.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's called head cheese, right? And
I'm actually Googling it as we speak. Oh, that is
yeah,
horrid.
give that a look, Don. Give that a look. All right. Apparently, it used to be a big old staple
I
here.
mean, do you know what it is?
Yeah, go on.
It's just no, I have actually had I've heard of head cheese before.
It's a type of brawn, and right. But what a fucking awful name that is. Head cheese.
Traditionally made with chopped and boiled pig's head meat,
Head
which is then
cheese.
formed into a jellied loaf.
How rank is that? Head cheese.
Often it includes pig's feet, tongue, and heart. I have definitely heard of it before, but I can't remember where. But it's one of them things. It is one of them things that, I mean, again, if I knew what was in it before you fed it to me, I'd probably not have a
Yeah, I
go on it.
wouldn't be able to
But
nosh.
just looking at it, it looks like black pudding,
Doesn't
but
look
not
like
black.
black pudding because you fry black pudding. That is
Bruv,
chunks of meat
if I
in
fried that,
jelly.
I would eat
Fuck
it.
off. That is chunks of random ass meat in jelly. That's nasty.
Yeah, but I mean, if you think about black pudding, it's just meat and
Yeah,
blood,
but
isn't
black it's the jelly part, bro. And you don't fry the jelly. You just eat it cold.
What's wrong with a jelly bit? What's
What's
wrong
wrong with
with
it? It's
what?
jelly and meat. You shouldn't be mixing those two things together.
Bruv, have you ever had a fucking pork pie?
I hate them as
Got
well,
jelly in.
stupid fucking things.
Oh.
That's that a pork pie, mate.
No.
That's rank. Shouldn't be getting any jelly anywhere near my mouth along with meat. I'll have some jelly and a trifle. Yeah, that's fine.
mean like wibble wobble jelly on a plate, that sort of jelly.
Sure, mate. We'll go with
Yep.
that, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
That.
jelly as opposed
That,
to
whatever the fuck that is, just gelatin.
sweet jelly, yeah, rather than savory jelly.
No, thank you.
Oh, I don't know, mate. Told you, I'd eat anything to be. I'd give anything a go. You've got to, wouldn't you?
No, you don't. I get,
Well,
no.
yeah, but what's the point
I'll
otherwise?
get,
You
no, I'll
fucking
give a
enjoy
lot
the
of stuff a
food.
go, but there is stuff out there. I'm not gonna eat fucking roasted tarantula legs or like bat or dog, am
All
I?
right, spiders are a bit peak,
I'm
but
not eating I'm not eating dog, bro. I'm not it's not happening. I can
why not?
because I can eat anything else. I can sit here with a packet of crisps and get through that. I don't
Yeah, but you might really like dog.
so and what
It
if I
might be
do?
one
I'm
of
gonna
those things
start
that you eat and go, oh, that is
I'm gonna get
brilliant. Oh.
addicted to canines, so I go around hunting all the local retrievers, all the family pets.
Do us all a favour. You're starting to hurl him more, mate. A lot of them are fucking unwell.
Yeah, I'm not
Get
eating
them
them, bro.
gone.
I'll just kill them and that'd be the end of it.
Leave them.
Kill
Dead.
them, put them at the end of the child's bed and say this is what happens when you buy dogs, right?
A dog is just for Christmas. Don't let anyone else fool you.
Instead of the turkey.
Now look at it. It's get it in you. Now. Don't mind the fur. Shave it off if you need to. Part of the treat.
That's one thing that I've never really understood as well, is people who, as a hobby, try and grow
dogs.
Various vegetables or things, which, no, not fucking dogs, who, like, you know, for as a hobby, will try and grow, like, the largest pumpkin or something, or, like, the longest carrot.
Oh, I ain't got time to doing that. They got nothing better going on in their life.
I saw a news article the other day. It was, like, the world's longest carrot, and it was a 20-foot-long carrot from some guy in New Zealand.
I mean, fuck me, the size of that thing.
I thought, yeah, that's great and all, but what's the state of your credit score?
I mean, carrot's brilliant, but how long till it goes mouldy, pal? Yeah. How much money have you spent growing that fucking
thing?
That's
fantastic, but does your son still talk to you?
Why are your kids crying?
Yeah. That's great, but...
Why have you all gone unfed for a month?
Just
go and get a job.
Do something else. Like, if you've got that much time, you volunteer down the local hospital or something. Just do something that doesn't involve growing obnoxiously large vegetables and then smiling, grinning about it on some local news story like you've now made it.
Yeah.
Like, this is why...
£5 photo.
That's why your fucking fathers and forefathers died in the mines, is it? So that you could sit in Hertfordshire and grow a 3-foot-long aubergine. Brilliant. Well done.
Oh, brilliant. I mean, these people do need to fucking get a grip, don't they? I mean, I know someone's got to grow a really big one, and it's got to be in the Guinness Book of Records like everything else in the fucking history of the world now.
Like, I just don't care. Like, yeah. I just sit...
What's the point?
I used to sit like...
Well done. It's a really big potato. How are you getting that in the fucking oven?
Exactly. What are you going to do with that? So you're going to eat it now, and you're going to chop it up and eat it. Brilliant. Okay.
That's all it is. Just stuff, isn't it? It's just really big stuff instead of little stuff.
It just wound me up that they would...
Waste of time.
You just spend so much time and energy devoted to this one fucking vegetable.
I don't get it. I mean, I had a conversation with my mum earlier. And I'd said to her about, I'd got home from work and I'd eaten, saying, I can't remember what I'd eaten, whatever it was. And then I got in the shower and brushed my teeth. And while I was brushing my teeth, I just thought, well, I had that, you know, fucking, I thought it was like a bacon sandwich. I just thought, I've eaten that bacon sandwich and it was really lovely at the time, but the taste is gone now. What's the point? I may as well just have had biscuits. Do you know what I mean? I may as well have had fucking whatever.
Such a cynical way of viewing food. It's like, if you're not tasting...
Yeah, but why are you paying so much money for bullshit stuff that you're just going to poo back out? You don't get any other satisfaction other than the immediate flavour and then in the fucking toilet pan.
Yeah, but that's what food is, isn't it? I mean, what... So you want to live in a world where you taste what you've eaten last until you eat something else or something?
I mean, that's what
you
want.
So if you haven't eaten in 2 days, you're still tasting that Belvita you had before. Like that would just really fucking rub it in the faces of people who are starving, wouldn't it? Because you'd be like, the last time I ate food, it was a curry a week ago. I'm still tasting it now.
Yeah, but they'd fucking love the taste of it, though, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they'd just drive them insane because all they can taste is the food that they can't eat. Psychological torture, mate.
At least they've got the taste of it.
Well, you haven't. Yeah, you're gonna die in a few days, but at least you got the taste of food in your mouth. Excellent. That's what you want, and that's what you want your kids to know, isn't it?
I'd be happy with that.
You would be, would you? No, I don't think you would, mate. You're not happy now, mate. You're not happy because food is the taste of food has disappeared from your mouth. that tells me everything I need to know about you and your baseline happiness, bro. Biggest fucking complainer I know. Complaining about anything, mate. State of it.
Yeah, it's true. But all I was saying was, what's the point? I don't want the flavour to last forever because, I mean, I've eaten some horrible fucking things and then, what if there's nothing else in the house? You're fucked. But my point was that... First world problems. But my point was that if I'm going to eat something, like, expensive or really lovely or whatever else, what's the point in it? because it's just going to come at me. It's like, do you know, like these fucking posh people go to posh restaurants and have fucking fish eggs
Oh, I know.
in a
What,
bowl
caviar,
of
you
fucking
mean?
money?
Yeah. Bowl. In a bowl
Yeah.
of money.
You know what I mean? No,
Eating
fucking
gold sovereigns. Like, this tastes like poor
literally
people.
fishing around, fishing around pound coins for the next fucking lovely sliver of fucking fish egg from the Himalayan mountains of fucking
That
nowhere.
it is true, yeah.
My
Yeah.
point is, if they're going to eat this extravagant bollocks that they've paid £1 million for,
Yeah.
they're putting it in their heads. Most of the posh stuff doesn't even taste of anything anyway, or it tastes of the stuff that you can get down the supermarket. Do you know what I mean? It's all just stuff. But then you're going to pull it back out anyway. It doesn't matter, does it? It doesn't make you fucking superhuman. It doesn't do
Well, no,
anything. It
but
doesn't
you have to
change you as
eat
a
healthy,
person.
don't you?
Lightens your fucking pocket.
What?
Yeah, but there's a difference between eating healthily and eating things that you think are healthy because they're really
Oh no,
expensive.
that's but you're eating them for the experience. Like they people are thinking about eating that for the same reason you said you'd try a jellied eel.
Yeah, but they're eating it on a daily. Like, they're not going to go and fucking fish for their own salmon and then squeeze their ass till the eggs come out, are they?
Oh.
They just order it at a restaurant because they're posh as
Well,
fuck.
yeah,
You know what I mean?
that's just one of the things that money buys
I
you.
wouldn't go fishing and a collector fish and go, I wonder if there's any eggs I can suck out of the back of this. You know what I mean?
Imagine that. That's
There's
the choice that someone's made, you know.
well, that's exactly how it happened, though, isn't
Yeah,
it?
for sure.
They found fish what's a little bit pregnant. They've gone, oh, I'll fucking have a little taste
Yeah,
on that.
let's
Thank
take. I
you.
put that on crackers. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Stick that in a bowl of quids and see if anyone will buy it.
I do understand what you mean there. I mean, there are some things as well where, I've eaten quail's eggs before, right? And you can make scrambled eggs out of quail's eggs, but it's a fucking waste of time. Most people eat quail's eggs like, boiled, and then
I mean, they're really small, aren't
they're really small. So like, I bought some because they're on sale at a farmer's market, and I thought, what, I
they?
want to try these. So
Yeah.
I bought eight.
Excessive if you didn't
They were
like
like
them.
5 pounds, so like per,
Well, each.
no, as of eight
Yeah.
for like 480 or something, and it was
Eight for a
like,
fiver,
well,
so okay, yeah.
they're really small, so you're not, you I mean, like, you wouldn't you're not paying 480 for a half a dozen eggs ever. In fact, if I had to pay 480 for a dozen eggs, I'd think that was a bit steep.
It's a bit of a piss take.
But anyway, I could give them a try. Hard boiled them. I thought, oh, these would be really nice. Like, they're really sweet and creamy and the rest of it. But that was a one-time thing. There are some foods like quail's eggs, which the only time you're going to eat, because they're such a faff to prepare, is if someone else has prepared them for you and you have paid them for that privilege because you have money. The rest of it.
But they're no better than normal eggs. I don't like
No,
that. I mean, nutritionally, they might taste different,
it's
but
just a case of saying that, oh yeah, I ate them. It's the same thing as eat. The same thing as pineapples back in the day used to be a status thing. Like, people in Georgian era, people would get a pineapple and sit it on a mantelpiece until it rotted.
I mean, that's incredible, isn't it? Imagine doing that
And
now.
people were still doing it in the Edwardian era. You go to a dinner party, there'd often be a pineapple on the table because it was a status item rather than anything else. Yeah, you've got fuck all, mate. Yeah.
Look at you without your
That's
pineapple.
it.
Oh.
So, but there are foodstuffs again which are expensive for a reason. Like, there's a type of apple which grows in the Himalayas, which grows black. I think it's called like a black diamond apple. The skin is basically
That's quite
black
cool.
and the flesh is white. And it's really, really sweet. Tastes like honey, apparently. Like, it's really nice. But it grows there because of the soil content, like the alkaline in the soil.
Yeah.
And you can't get it anywhere else. So they're like $8 an apple or something, or six, £7 an
Ridiculous, isn't
apple.
it?
But it's like, I would pay to try that for sure. And
I mean, I would certainly buy one and have a little
if I
nibble.
had the money, I probably would pay for more of them if they were really nice.
I don't know. I mean, talking about growing in specific places, avocados, they're really expensive, not because of, I mean, but sorry, they're really expensive because of how difficult they are to
How
grow,
much
and they
energy
have
it
to be
takes,
grown
yeah.
on a certain,
Yeah, I've read
yeah,
somewhere that
certain climates
like
and.
avocado production and like selling and the rest of it accounts for something awful, like 50% of the carbon footprint of Peru or something.
So I think something there's actually a I can't remember what it's called, like a contract that America had to sign with whatever country it is that produced them. And this is a legit thing. So America had decided, because they were so expensive to produce and it was ridiculous shipping them from, say, Peru or wherever it was, how ridiculous pricing it was to ship them up and fucking sell them and whatever else for a decent price. They were just growing themselves like they have with everything else. We'll just take that and do it ourselves. So they started growing them. The only place that they could grow them that was in the right temperature, nutrients, blah, 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 was in Silicon Valley, but it was at a certain point in the peak. So they had all of these avocados, grew millions of them. And it really took away from the economy of the country that was at, like Peru, that was actually selling the avocados for a decent price. So they actually had to sign a contract. America legitimately signed a contract to say that they would no longer produce avocados, and they would buy them from this country, just at a reduced price, which is mental, isn't it? But imagine that, being so desperate as a country that that's your
Your main
main
income,
one of your
yeah.
main income sources.
Let's have a look. Where did most of them,
Fucking plundered for
most
food.
of them come from? I wonder. It's like I've seen. I think California is also where like half of the world's almonds come from.
I mean, it doesn't surprise. Again, it's the temperature and
Yeah,
isn't it?
I can't stand avocados, mate. It's just shit fucking food.
Can you not?
It's just boring, mate. They're
Gosh,
just boring.
these things. I mean, I'm going to sound really hypocritical now, but I actually love avocados. Like, they're so nice. Even before they were a fucking superfood
Course you do,
fad,
mate, because they're fucking bland as you
they were
are.
just so nice. No. I mean, they are bland as fuck is a problem, so you've got to spice them up. But if you put chili flakes on it, oh, it's incredible. It's like making your own guacamole, isn't it?
Yeah, fair.
But that, or like a bit of cream cheese and that. Oh, honestly.
Oh, that should have given it away, actually. Guacamole is a Mexican word. That's most of the avocados are grown in Mexico.
There we go, then.
86% of the world's fucking avocados grown in Mexico.
There we go.
Where do we grow almonds? That's the real question.
That's what everyone's gripped
Yeah,
on right
so
now.
it's
Google it. Google it, Ben. That's what it shouted.
southeastern states, Texas, Southwest California, Washington, and Oregon.
Imagine that. They must be making a killing with all this bullshit
100%.
milk, almond milk, and all that
Getting up at
bollocks.
6 a.m. to milk the almonds. Yeah.
Back to the old almond milker.
Almond milk
Can't stop
is all
mooing.
right. Coconut milk is okay. I can't stand soy and oat milk. It just tastes like
Yeah, they're liquidy is the
just
problem, isn't
tastes
it?
like a
I
rectal
mean,
infection, right?
they're too thin. You get like milk itself because it's so fatty, it's viscous, it's thick.
Yeah.
But
Fucking other
if,
stuff, so
yeah, like
water.
these little oat milks, mate, what's the point? Yeah, you may as well just, it's like someone spat in your water and you've poured it in your coffee.
Yeah,
Fuck that.
wank.
Get it out.
I saw something the other day about an American food chain. I think this is right. I saw that for like 2 years in the 60s or the 70s, Kentucky Fried Chicken tried to make a spin-off called Kentucky Fried Beef.
Good effort.
It just failed, apparently. But I thought, actually, you know what? I wouldn't mind some Kentucky Fried Beef. Like, I don't know what you call them. They're not going to be chicken legs, are they? So just some steak, Kentucky Fried
Well, it'd be like
Steak.
a fried steak, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It'd be a peppered steak. Or a fucking 12 spice steak,
Oh,
whatever it's called, you know. Urban steak.
sounds fucking zesty, you know?
You know what? I'm amazed that they haven't done anything like KFV. Like Kentucky Fried Vegan, because that would fucking fly off the shelves, surely.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
I mean,
Well, I mean they've got vegan options at Mackey's and the rest of it, haven't they? Got the muck plant.
yeah, it's not really ideal, though, is it?
Apparently I got a vegetarian friend, she says it's really nice, but I wouldn't be trying it.
You know what is really underrated? McDonald's, I mean, it's the what's was it? That's a fish of fillet of fish. The steamed one, because it's a steamed bun, it's so good.
Oh yeah, okay.
Like, they have to make it fresh every time as
Yeah,
well. They
yeah.
don't make them in batch because not many people order them. But they're really good.
Fair play.
Just saying, I mean, I had a mate that worked in Mackey's and he said it's the only thing that he would order because it is A, fresh, and B, just really nice. Like, the buns are hit differently. I
What's it
don't
called
know.
again?
The fillet of fish
Oh,
or
the
fish
fillet.
fillet,
Oh,
something like
fillet of
that.
fish. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. Oh, I'll remember that.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same everywhere, though. Like, I mean, if you know the menu, you know the menu, you know, like at
Yeah.
Spoon's, if you know that the burgers are cooked fresh as opposed to being frozen and brought in, then the same with the fish. The fish is always, I mean, it's frozen, but then it's brought in and we cook it
Yeah,
ourselves.
it's true.
Or, sorry, not ourselves, you know, they cook it themselves.
Yeah.
Things like that. Then you start to know that which bits of the menu are actually really good and which bits are, you know.
Yeah. My dad, when he went to South Africa, said he was offered a delicacy there among the Afrikaans community called a smiley.
All right.
And if you needed any evidence to support your probably already outrageously racist view, oh, fuck that. Steady on. What you got going on there?
What happened?
You changed your screen, Dom. Jeez, what was that?
Oh, I googled. I ironically googled smiley, but it didn't
Well,
come up
look, no,
anything.
look it up, and it's a smiley South African
Yeah,
dish.
no, I'm looking at it now. Oh, that's
Yeah,
horrid.
so it's
What the
a
fuck is that? That's a sheep's
sheep's
head.
head, right? It's a key ingredient. Sheep's head are just butcher's leftovers, which are broiled, right? But the reason it's called a smiley is they pull the animal's lips back to reveal like a grotesque smile.
That is fucking awful. Oh yeah, I can see a picture of it. That is rough. That's like when a for people listening, it's like a horse when it shows its
Yeah,
teeth.
yeah, yeah.
But the head is fucking like fried. It's like the skin's burnt. It's like a burns victim is trying to smile at you, and you're going, "I'm gonna stick a fork in that fucking thing."
It's horrible, isn't it?
No, thank you.
Horrible.
What an awful thing. Who's offering that?
So my,
Again,
again,
if I didn't have a face, I'd eat it.
it's South Africans, man. They're outrageous people.
Can't get enough of it, can I?
So yeah, my dad was offered that, and he didn't know what it was. And then another person who had been to South Africa, another European had been to South Africa before, he said, "Yeah, you don't want to eat that." My dad was like, "Okay, so no." And then he told my dad
Obviously
what
not.
it was. And then he's like, "Yeah, no, absolutely, you don't want to eat that. Why the fuck did they offer it to me?" He said, "Well, they basically just offer it to people who they think they, yeah,
Anyone that will fucking
play
try
a
it.
prank on, basically." It was like, that's nasty.
I've just looked up like some weird traditional dishes in South Africa, and there's some fucking weird
Oh,
stuff in here.
I bet there is, mate. I don't want
A lamb's
to know.
liver
Yeah.
wrapped in the membrane surrounding the kidneys and then barbecued, right?
Oh.
And it's called skil paddy, which is little tortoise. That's not good, is
That's
it?
not okay.
Because it's got its own fucking shell
Oh,
on.
no.
Mopany worms. They're dried out caterpillars. They're harvested from trees, rip their guts out, then boiled with tomatoes and garlic. It's actually originating from Zimbabwe, but it's a very popular snack in
Oh,
South
I don't
Africa.
like that.
I mean, they look like something off a bush tucker's fucking child
Yeah,
there.
no, that's not okay.
No.
I mean, do you remember? I don't know if you remember. There was a back when they were filming the Titanic. I don't remember this. Obviously, I wasn't around when came out, but I've read about it. In the Titanic, they in Hollywood they phased out like mass film shoot, buffet style kind of food because someone laced the Titanic crew's food with PCP and the whole cast like tripped balls for
That's
a day.
incredible. Imagine that. Like actually thinking we're fucking
Yeah,
drowning.
that's hilarious.
Yeah, no. That's I mean that's mental, isn't it? Funny. I mean who's doing that though? Who's getting
You
involved and
would,
going, do you
mate.
know what? This would be funny. We just fuck all these people's lives up for the
You
day.
would do that, mate. If you got
100%.
bored, you would
If
do
I
that.
knew the results, if I knew the end result, pal, it'd already be in there. Oh, before we go, I have got to shout out some people.
Okay.
So, I've got to. You've never met these people, but I've had several requests for shout outs, right? So, firstly to Ash, which is older Stella Ash, as we know him, because honestly, I lived with him for a couple of years, and the man would not stop drinking.
Just Stella. Wow.
So he used to drink Heineken a lot, so we called him Heine Cash.
That's pretty good.
And then he was Stella Ash because he moved up in the world and had Stella all the time. He then managed to get the nickname Pepsi for a little while because he managed to get himself barred from drinking in Wetherspoons.
Wow.
The place he worked in. So when he'd finished work one day, he had to have a Pepsi. And then it was just one of those things, you walk past and went, oh, a Pepsi. Before you know it, everyone knew him as Pepsi. Fantastic.
Saucy.
Also, I've got a shout out Rod that I used to work with, Rodrigo, because so he works in a kitchen now, yeah. And Ash had told me the other day that he puts the podcast on like during service, right, just over the fucking speaker. Yeah. So we've got about 20 listeners in that kitchen.
Why?
Shout out to
Why
them.
Why the fuck have we got people? Okay, well,
I don't think that those people want to listen to it, but Rod's listening to it, so they're all fucking listening to it.
They would want to listen to it if we could keep in half the shit we do say.
Yeah, you are right. You are right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's it. Shout out to them, man.
Is it because we've talked at length about kitchen monkeys and the general practices in hospitality kitchens?
Kitchen monkeys.
Yeah.
Yeah, he thought maybe we could pick up some fucking pro tips here, lads. Oh no.
So can you stop shitting yourself on
this? Can you hear that?
No. Yes, I can. Shame. Boy, you're fucking the fucking bastard.
Smell it is awful. Another tip for all hospitality staff ever is or not hospitality staff, for all people visiting hospitality venues, just say no to ice. Never have ice.
Ever have the ice. Fucking hell. Yeah, it's awful.
It's absolute filth. As much as you clean them things, them ice machines, it's still filth. Like if you leave that door open and fart near it, there's shit particles all in the ice now.
Yeah, it's all
he's near it, COVID everywhere, mate. You just fucking say no.
Do not have the ice. Class mate. Well, shout out to them dons then. Yeah. Right. Should we leave it there then?
Yeah, I reckon. I reckon we probably should.
All right. All right.
Yeah. Have a nice. See you later. Why not visit our website, twospoonsofcoffee.wixsite.com/home, for all your podcast needs. Why not give us a tweet? We're @twospoons_coffee.